Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Let's get into today's episode. Before we do that, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. And definitely check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 26, 1954, and the title is Claim Jumpers. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Claim Jumpers. Wherever men find gold, there is greed and dishonesty. Ed Jessup, president of the Vigilante Committee in the mining camp of Mile High, was dishonest. But for months, as one of the two assayers in camp, he pretended to be an upright citizen as he tested the samples of ore brought him and awaited his opportunity. But now, as he turns from testing some samples in front of him...
Dave, he's hit it rich.
Whose samples are those?
Sam Fowler's. The way these here samples test out, Fowler might have the best strike of the whole year.
So what do we do about it, Jessup?
Fowler's coming here this morning. I'm going to tell him these samples are worthless. Then you make him an offer to buy his claim. He'll sell cheap, and you and me will work that claim for all it's worth.
Yeah, but if I make him an offer right here in front of you, it'll look kind of funny.
You ain't going to make him an offer in front of me, you fool. You'll meet him somewhere out on the street after he comes here, and then we'll... Well, here comes somebody. It might be him. Get into the back room, Dave, quick.
All right.
Well, morning, Jessup.
Morning, Fowler, morning.
You got them samples tested out yet?
Yep, I have.
Well?
I'm sorry to have to tell you, Fowler. This ore test's mighty low grade.
You mean my claim's worthless?
I'd say it was.
Well, that ain't very good news. I'd hoped I'd hit it this time.
Yeah, it's too bad, Fowler. Next time you might hit it. Can't ever tell.
Any chance you could be mistaken?
Not much.
But there is a chance, huh?
Oh, a man can make a mistake in any line of business, Fowler. But there's no question but what your claim's worthless.
Well, I'll take these samples along with me. I figure I'll let Reed Colby, the other assayer, look them over.
But see here, Fowler.
How much do I owe you, Jessup?
Oh, just a couple of dollars. That'll be enough, seeing as I couldn't give you better news, but...
Well, there's your money, and so long.
So long. Oh, by thunder. Dave, come out here. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that kind of spoils your scheme, Jessup. When Colby tells Fowler he's hit it rich,
what... He ain't gonna tell him. Come on, I'm going after Fowler right now.
Cisco.
See?
Pancho don't understand why they call the town Mile High.
They call the town Mile High, Pancho, because it is a mile above sea level.
Sea level?
See?
The ocean?
See, the ocean.
How far the ocean from here, Cisco?
Oh, several hundred miles.
And why didn't I call the town several hundred miles high?
No, Pancho, you do not understand.
No?
The expression above sea level is a form of measurement.
Oh?
For example, if the ocean were to flow over the land and find its level down below us, the altitude of the town would be 1 mile above the ocean.
But the ocean not down there below us, Cisco.
I said if, amigo.
If. Pancho still called this town several hundred miles high.
Very well, Pancho. Call it anything you please.
If.
We only riding to the town to find our old friend, Senor Fowler.
Uh-huh.
Give him our greetings and ask how he's getting along.
Well, we in the town now, Cisco.
See, and there seems to be some trouble going on just ahead of us.
Now, see here, Fowler, that was an insult. I ain't used to having my assays questioned.
Senor Fowler, Cisco.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, look.
I better write to take my samples to another assay.
I tell you, it's an insult.
I'll let him have it, Jessup. I'll help you.
Well, come on. Here, you hombres.
There is no way to fight two against one.
Cisco, fix those hombres.
You keep out of this, stranger.
Not when you two are beating up an old man. I will not.
Now things begin to happen.
We'll smash him one day.
No, not smash no, hombre. And Pancho trips you up.
Oh.
And now Pancho sit on you to keep you down.
Bueno, Pancho. Now I can give all my attention to this hombre.
You, I'll make you wish you'd kept out of this, stranger.
I do not think you will. On the contrary, before we are through, I wish you had not started this.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. Hombre, go down and roll around a little.
I sure am glad to see you and Pancho, Cisco. Especially right now.
I'll be with you in a moment, Senor Fowler. Well, get up on your feet if you wish to fight some more, hombre.
No, I don't. Not now. But you ain't seen the last of me, stranger. Don't think you have.
Let the other one up, Pancho.
See, Cisco, get up, you.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Now, Senor Fowler, we can pay some attention to you.
See. What do they fight you for, senor?
Well, Ed Jessup, he's a big one.
Uh-huh.
Didn't like it because I said I was going to take my samples to some other assayer.
Is this Jessup an assayer himself?
Yeah, he said my sample showed low-grade ore, Cisco. But I got a hunch he's lying. Come on with me while I leave these samples at Reed Colby's office. Then the three of us will go to the Red Tent Cafe.
Si, senor. We will go with you.
Yeah, we can talk things over at the cafe.
We eat while we talk things over, senor?
Oh, sure thing, Pancho. Eat all you want. Yes, sir, on me. Yes.
Oh, that is a rash promise, senor Fowler. You do not know Pancho's appetite.
Yeah, but I know I'm mighty grateful to you two for showing up just when you did, Cisco. Those hombres meant to kill me.
To make sure they do not kill you, senor, Pancho and I will stay around this town of Mile High longer than we had intended.
Si, senor, but Pancho still think this town not name right, and Pancho think this town should be named several hundred miles high. No?
What'd you find out, Dave?
Old man Fowler went to Colby's office with those other two hombres. Probably left his samples with Colby.
Yeah, that ain't going to be too good for us either. We should have gunned down them hombres, Dave.
Ain't anybody gunning down that big one, Jessup.
Why? What you mean, who's he?
That's the Cisco Kid.
Oh, I've heard of him. But I don't figure he's as rough as they say he is.
You had a sample of what he can do a few minutes ago. When it comes to gunfighting, he's pure chain lightning. I know I've seen him before, and I sure ain't hankering to mix with him.
Where's Cisco now?
Over to the cafe. They're all three over there, Cisco and Fowler and the fat one.
Now's the time for us to get over to Colby's office, Dave. Come on, let's go.
What are we going to do over in Colby's office?
I got a plan. Back window of that office overhangs a river gorge. It's a 50-foot drop, Dave.
Well?
If Colby was to fall out that window, maybe it could be blamed on the Cisco Kid.
Oh.
Well, I'm president of the vigilante committee, ain't I? And the town marshal's always done just about what I told him to. Here's Colby's office. Howdy, Colby.
Howdy, Jessup.
Close that door, Dave.
Right.
What can I do for you two?
Them Sam Fowler samples you're testing?
Yep.
Yeah. How do they test?
High grade, Jessup. Mighty high grade.
How much will you take to tell Fowler they're low grade?
How much will I take? What are you talking about?
You ought to get the idea.
I sure ain't telling him nothing of the kind, Jessup. I don't know what kind of a crooked scheme you're up to.
Let's take him, Dave.
Gun with him, boss.
Hey, look out. What you doing?
We're fixing you so you won't talk.
Yeah, and we're fixing you right now.
Well, that does for him, boss.
Yeah. Drag the body over here at the window, Dave. I'll get the window. And we'll drop him down into the river. Here, I'll give you a hand.
Yeah.
All right. Now, out the window with him.
There he goes.
Now, I'll write out a note saying Colby was called out of town and pin it up on his door. That'll make the marshal think Cisco wanted to keep people out of this office. And then we'll watch the Cisco kid try to get out of this one.
Colby's had time to run that essay by now, Cisco. Let's go in and see what kind of report he gives me.
But just a moment, Señor Father. There's a note tacked up on his door.
See, a piece of paper?
Yeah, my eyes ain't so good. Pancho, you're nearest. Read it.
Pancho not can read, Señor Fowler. Or look like hen trucks to Pancho.
I will read it. Called out of town unexpectedly, back tomorrow. Signed, Reed Colby.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Seems to me he could have come over to the cafe and told me.
Perhaps he left his report on your samples in his office, Señor.
Pancho, see if the door unlocked. It's unlocked.
Well, that is strange that he would go away and leave his door unlocked. However, let us go in.
Well, he left the samples here, Cisco. They'd be in a bag on his desk.
There's no bag here.
No samples neither.
That's kind of funny, too. Why would he want to take my samples out of this office?
Also, why would he want to leave that window open as he did? Yeah, it's quite a drop down to that river, is it not?
Cisco thinks Señor Colby jump out of the way to go for a swim, Cisco?
No, I hardly think he would, Pancho. Not if he was in his right mind. The writing on that note, Señor Fowler, is that Señor Colby's handwriting?
I couldn't say, Cisco. Don't know as I ever saw any of Colby's handwriting. Why?
Because I think there is something very wrong here, Señor. Very wrong indeed.
That's the story, Marshal. You better do something about it right away.
Hold on a minute, Jessup. I want to be sure I got this story straight. You say Dave here saw that Cisco kid throw Colby out the window?
That's what he did.
Yep, that's right, Marshal. I was on my way over to Colby's office with some samples Jessup wanted Colby to check for him. As I got near, I heard an awful fight going on inside the office. So I opened the door just a crack and looked in time to see Cisco and the fat one drag Colby to the window and throw him out.
There you are, Marshal. There's an eyewitness for you.
You didn't go in the office, though, Dave.
Nope, I closed the door quiet-like and got out of there as fast as I could.
Well, as long as you saw it with your own eyes, Dave, I better take some action. Come on.
Yeah, it's about time that Cisco kid was brought to account. I hear he's got away with robberies and killings all over the country.
Yeah, he's a bad hombre, all right.
He sure ain't getting away with any robbery and killing here. Not while I'm wearing these guns.
That's an idea, Marshal. Why don't you shoot first and ask questions afterwards?
Nope, can't do that. It ain't legal. I'll put him under arrest proper and have him tried in court. Well, here we are. What's going on here?
Howdy, Marshal.
Hey, that is what we are trying to find out, Señor Marshal. Señor Colby left his office under very strange circumstances.
He sure did. By way of that window.
He's too bad, hombre, Cisco.
How do you know he left by way of the window?
Because I saw you and this other one throw his body out.
You saw us throw his body out? Hombre, you lie.
Do your duty, Marshal.
That's just what I aim to do. You three get your hands up. And the first one that makes a move gets gunned down. I'm putting you under arrest for the murder of Reed Colby.
Once again, it looks as if the cards are stacked against Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Claim Jumpers. When old prospector Sam Fowler doubted the report of Ed Jessup, crooked assayer, who said that Fowler's ore samples were worthless, Jessup knew he had to work fast. He first tried to persuade Reed Colby, the other assayer in town, to return a similar report to Fowler. Then, when Colby refused, Jessup and his henchman Dave killed Colby and threw his body out the window into the river. Then Jessup had Dave swear to the town marshal that he had seen the Cisco Kid and Pancho commit the murder. Now, in Colby's office.
That's what I said. I'm putting the three of you under arrest. Kind of surprised at you, though, Sam Fowler, for being in on this.
I ain't on a thing, Marshal. Neither is Cisco and Pancho. These coyotes are lying to you. We don't know a thing about any murder.
Dave here was an eyewitness.
As I said before, Senor Marshal, this hombre is lying.
He's a big liar. He's both big liars, no?
Get him over to jail, Marshal. Don't waste no more time on him. I'll get the court together right away.
Un momento, Senor Marshal. I have a question.
Well, what is it?
Do you know Senor Colby's handwriting when you see it?
Yeah, I guess I can tell it.
Is the handwriting on this note that of Senor Colby?
No, I wouldn't say it was.
Of course it ain't. It's a forgery, Marshal. One of these hombres forged it.
It could be that one of you hombres forged it. Suppose we all sit down right now and copy this note so the Marshal can compare the handwriting.
Pancho not can copy a note, Cisco. Pancho make his mark.
No.
No?
We ain't gonna do nothing of the kind. I demand you take these hombres to jail, Marshal.
You are very anxious not to give the marshal a sample of your handwriting, it seems.
You're right, Jessup. No sense in wasting any more time here. Get going, you three. Walk ahead of me.
Just one more thing, Senor Marshal. If Senor Colby's body was thrown into that river, the current would carry it downstream, would it not?
Yes, I guess so.
Hey, that's a good thought, Cisco. There's a big log jammed downstream at Nugget Ford in the shallows. And it might be there.
I think it would be a good idea to find the body if possible. What do you think, Senor Marshal?
You're right, Cisco. It would. Gotta have a corpus delicti, after all.
Dave and I'll go find the body, Marshal.
You want to get the body out of the way. That's what you want to do.
Since you are arresting us, Marshal, we demand the right to go with you on the search for this body.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Now, look here, Marshal.
No use arguing, Jessup. Cisco's got a good point. And if he'll just give me his word he won't try to get away, I'll take him along.
You may be sure I will not try to get away, Senor Marshal.
Pancho not try to get away neither. And Pancho stay with Cisco.
I reckon I'll hang around myself, Marshal.
But I think you had better keep both eyes on these two coyotes, Senor. If anyone tries to get away, it will be them. Come, let us get started.
You sure made a big mistake that time, Jessup.
Yeah.
You hadn't ought to let Cisco and the other two go with the marshal to look for that body.
Wasn't anything I could do about it, Dave.
And I sure thought you could handle the marshal better than that.
Most always I can. Once in a while he gets stubborn, though. And this was one of the times.
But if they find Colby's body, it might go hard with us. The butt plate of my gun's got a metal ridge on it. And that ridge might have printed itself right into Colby's skull. You can bet Cisco will notice that, even if the marshal don't.
You're right, Dave. Come on.
Where are we going?
To get our horses.
And then what?
Then we're going to ride to the rim rock that overlooks Nugget Ford where that log jam is. Yeah, we'll take a shortcut. Get there ahead of them. When they get there, we'll gun them down.
All of them?
Yeah, all four of them. Then we'll be mighty sure nobody can prove anything. Yeah, get up.
Yeah, come on.
How much further is this Nugget Ford, Senor Marshal?
Just around the next bend of the trail, Cisco. Of course, there's no telling that we'll find Colby's body when we get there.
Well, the hombre is very sure we find the body, Senor Marshal, and they not come with us.
Are you trying to say Jessup and Dave are guilty of this murder?
Pancho not say nothing. Pancho that Cisco said.
For the time being, I am saying nothing either.
Well, it's a sure thing they acted mighty suspicious in not giving a sample of their handwriting,
Marshal. Now, look here, you hombres. You ain't going to talk me into thinking that Jessup and Dave are guilty. As far as I'm concerned, you three are guilty enough till you prove yourselves innocent.
Have it your own way, Senor Marshal. This is the log jam right here.
Yeah, this is Nugget Ford, Cisco.
Whoa.
Hold up.
In the old days, this used to be a favorite spot of the Indian ambush.
See? It would be, with that rim rock above.
And the Indians here, and Pancho go back to Red Tent Cafe, no?
There ain't any. Come on, we'll have a look at this log jam.
Logs all tangled up.
See? But there is what we are looking for, right at the edge of the bank.
That's Colby's body. Well, this don't look so good for you, hombres, right now.
Come, Senor Marshal. We will take a look at it.
Hey! Wonder if I just saw somebody up on that rim rock.
I don't see anybody.
It is possible that those hombres might be up there. They did not want us to find this body.
My thunder looks to me as if this Colby was gun-whipped to death.
That is what happened, Senor Marshal. There is the mark of a butt plate on his forehead. And that mark is not a mark you will find on either Pancho's guns or mine.
Masha got that gun, Cisco. Masha, look and see.
You won't find it on my guns, neither. Say, there is somebody up on that rim rock. Look up there!
Oh. Mother mia, the marshal is hit. Get him back among those trees, quickly.
Pancho, that bullet comes so close, it stings Pancho's neck.
Are you hit, Señor Fowler?
Get me, Cisco. You'll be glad to get behind them rocks.
Yeah. Got here just about in time. All right, get down out of sight. Those hombres are shooting to kill.
I ain't going to let it get away with this. I'll take one of the marshal's guns and blast away at it.
Marshal is pretty hard hit, Pancho.
Huh?
Rip away his shirt so we can look at the wound.
Here, Cisco.
It's a bad wound. I do not think it will be fatal. Bandage up the wound, Pancho, and I will take my guns from the marshal's belt.
There.
Now, Señor Fowler, let us give those coyotes something to think about.
Let's do that, Cisco.
Our friends up on the rim rock are riding away, Señor Fowler.
Yeah. You suppose that was Jessup and Dave, Cisco?
I have no doubt, but we are going to find out for sure. How are you coming with that bandage, Pancho?
It's almost done, Cisco. It's not a bad wound.
Señor Fowler, it would be well if you will stay here with the marshal until he recovers his strength. I want to take up the trail of these hombres at once.
Pancho, go too, Cisco?
You had better come with me, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I want to find those hombres as soon as possible and make sure they do no more shooting at us.
Sure is fine shooting you do, Dave.
Quit your belly aching, Jessup.
Yeah.
You had juggled my arm, I'd have got Fowler sure.
What are you talking about? I didn't juggle your arm.
Yes, you did, too. When you drew a bead on Cisco, you made my bullet hit the marshal.
Well, ain't any use our fighting about it. Oh,
whoa. What are you stopping here for?
Because we got to finish the job, that's why. We got to make sure of Fowler in order to take his claim. We got to make sure of Cisco and that other one in order to get him out of the way.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, then. We'll make sure of it. There's a little pass up ahead. They'll have to ride through it to get back to town.
We'll dry gulch him, huh?
That's right. We'll dry gulch him. Come on, let's get there and get ready for him. Get up.
Yeah.
Those hombres leave plain tracks, Cisco.
Si. It's no trouble at all to follow them, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Right along here, they were trotting their horses. And at this point, at this point, amigo, they stopped their horses. You see how the tracks spread out in a circle?
Si, Cisco. Why they stop, huh?
It might be they stopped to look back along the trail and make sure we were not following them. Or it might be...
Si.
...that they stopped to talk over a plan. Now, here is where they started their horses as they got up. That means they came to a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Pass ahead of us, Pancho. I wonder if maybe... as I thought, they are waiting for us in that pass.
Pancho, get tired being shot at, Cisco.
Si, I'm tired of it myself, Chico. By riding in and out of these trees, we can spoil their aim.
Up, Diablo.
Go, Logo, go now.
Yaha, Diablo,
yeah. Go, Logo, go, 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 go now.
All I want to do now is to get my hands on those hombres.
We almost hit the pass, Cisco.
Say, Pancho. And there are the two hombres just running out from behind those rocks.
Come on, Dave. Let's get out of here.
Too late to think of getting out of here, hombre. Take the other one, Pancho.
Pancho, take the gun out of the hand with the bull whip, Cisco. No!
Now I will take care of you, Coyote.
I'll get you, Cisco, with his gun.
Not while I can grab your wrist. That was a waste of lead, hombre. Now drop that gun.
Well,
drop it, I tell you, unless you want a broken arm.
Oh.
Drop it. Now we will see.
Pancho got these hombres' guns, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho, bueno.
Pancho, hold him with the bull whip, too.
It's good, Pancho. I will settle with this one as soon as I can. And I think that will be right now.
He's a good punch, Cisco. And Pancho think that hombre gets sick of fighting, Cisco, huh?
I will take your other gun, hombre, just to make sure you do not get a right this. Now, why did you try to kill us?
Well, I got nothing to say.
Very well, then. I have something to say. Get up on your feet. Get your hands in the air and keep them there. Turn around. I will take a look in your pockets. Well, what have we here? A bag of ore samples. And the name of Señor Fowler is on the tab of the bag.
Right as come, Cisco. It's Señor Fowler and the marshal, too.
How are you feeling, Señor Marshal?
I guess I'm going to be all right, Cisco. Don't dare to get off this horse, though.
Might not be able to get back on again.
By all means, stay where you are. We'll take care of these coyotes for you. Here are your samples of ore, Senor Fowler.
Well, thanks, Cisco.
All right, you got your bag of samples back. Now we can go.
Yes, you go, hombre. To the jail.
That is just where they are going, Pancho. And when they get there, they are going to have to do a great deal of explaining about how the mark of this hombre's gun butt was imprinted on Senor Colby's skull.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
And those two hombres go to the jail, no?
Si, they went to jail, amigo, for a long, long time.
And Senor Fowler find out his claim was lots of monies, huh?
His claim turned out to be worth a fortune, Pancho.
And now we ride down out of the town of several hundred miles high.
Si, we will, Pancho. Several hundred miles high. Certainly the mountains in this part of the country seem almost that high.
Pancho, that thing's stay so high, Cisco. Not so high as Last Look Mountain in Pancho's country.
Last Look Mountain?
Yes, Cisco, Last Look Mountain.
Well, what is the meaning of that name, Chico? I never heard you mention it before.
It means two lovers, Senor and Senorita, walk up that mountain one day, Cisco.
Two lovers walked up the mountain?
They never come back again. And that's why the mountain is called Last Look Mountain, Cisco.
Well, the mountain was well named, Pancho. Sounds like a very sad story.
It's a very sad story.
The lovers never came back again.
Never come back again.
But what became of them, Chico?
They walked down the other side of the mountain.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.